Sister Victoria, and it was quite a long question, but rather some advice. She's a second wife. She said she's having some mistreatment from her first husband's first family and from the family in general. Her children are being mistreated. It's a very difficult time for her. She has spoken to her husband, but this is the situation she finds herself. She's looking for some advice in her situation, Sheikh.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفخه ونفثه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Praise be to Allah, we praise Him and we seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is a truly guided one, and whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can show him guidance. We bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his last messenger. In the beginning, I would like to address all the brothers and sisters who showered us, particularly last week, with beautiful emails and messages, beautiful words of appreciation and gratitude for the programs that Huda TV introduce. We thank you so much, and we ask you to continue praying for us. It is your supplication who make us continue. May Allah the Almighty make us all of us sincere and accept this humble work and bring it in the balance of our good deeds on the Day of Judgment, inshallah. Second, when Allah the Almighty, fi Surah Nisa, allowed men to have more than one wife and up to four, He said, فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ, up to four. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً. But in case that the most important condition of having more than one wife, you cannot fulfill, which is being fair and treating them equally on equal basis, then you should be satisfied with just one. And that's why the man, before making this very important decision and having a second wife, even though it's permissible, has to keep in mind whether he will be number one, financially capable to support both families. Number two, that his family will be okay with that, and he will not have any problem with his family nor with the other family. I mean, he should be in control, and everybody should be understanding. And that's why I advise all the brothers who like to take a second wife not to do it secretly, because there is a condition has to be fulfilled, which is al-adala. That if you spend one night here, then the next night there. If you spend $10 there, then $10 here, and so on. So the equality in treating them both is a must, or otherwise there is a severe warning against favoring one over the other, and so on. His family should be aware of that she is his wife, and should accept that, and should understand that mistreating her is a sin. Because if he's marrying her lawfully, then that's his choice, and she agreed to that. And al-nikah, or marriage, is ijab and qabul. There is a general consensus between both of them. Then they should respect their wish and their will, and they should treat them accordingly. So my advice would be to the husband now to work on his family, whether the first wife or his own family members, to inform them that she is my wife, and you should treat her like my first wife, because we're lawfully married. Or otherwise, that he should make sure that he would provide for her the required respect, even by isolating her from his family members who hurt her feeling whenever they meet.
Jazakallah khair. What about the dawah? What about the concern of the first wife? I mean, this is, she was saying that some of the problems came from the first wife herself, her kind of respect towards her. How does a husband go about this? Because it's a tricky situation.
It is very good and important if the two wives could cooperate and help one another and visit one another and so on. But if it doesn't happen, then separation would be best. I mean, each one of them would have a separate housing and so on. If meeting would cause problems, then we'll cool off for some time, and at least for now, there's no need for them to meet. Each one of them, as long as they have their own separate housing and expending and so on, then there should not be any problem. And the husband should keep in mind that he is in control. He is the one who made that decision, then he should be able to handle it.